Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Necessary Endings by Henry Cloud is a business and personal development book about the disciplined act of letting go. Written by a clinical psychologist and leadership consultant, it addresses employees, projects, strategies, habits, and relationships that no longer support growth. The book belongs to the leadership, organizational change, and self-management genres. But its central concern is more specific than general improvement. Progress often depends on ending what consumes resources, blocks attention, or keeps people attached to outdated hopes. Cloud argues that endings are not merely failures or losses. They are normal transitions that must be recognized and handled deliberately. Using the metaphor of pruning, he explains how leaders and individuals can distinguish between what should be nurtured, what should be repaired, and what should be released. The purpose of the book is practical, to help readers face reality, make difficult decisions, and execute endings in ways that create room for healthier future outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pruning as a disciplined method for choosing what must end. The central metaphor in Necessary Endings is pruning. Drawn from gardening but applied to business and personal life, Cloud uses it to reframe endings as an intentional growth practice rather than a sign that something has gone wrong. A gardener does not cut only what is obviously dead. Pruning also removes healthy but less promising growth, so that the best parts of the plant can receive enough resources. This distinction is important because many people postpone endings until a situation has become obviously destructive. Cloud expands the idea into three broad categories: what is healthy but not best, what is sick or underperforming, and what is already dead or damaging. The first category is the most counterintuitive, because it requires giving up acceptable activities, roles, or relationships that prevent stronger priorities from developing. The second category asks whether more effort is likely to produce meaningful change. The third category requires clear removal rather than continued investment. The metaphor gives the book its practical force because it connects limited resources with strategic selection. Time, attention, money, emotional energy, and leadership capacity cannot support everything indefinitely, so growth requires deliberate reduction. Secondly, distinguishing realistic hope from false hope in difficult decisions. A major contribution of the book is its treatment of hope as something that must be tested against evidence. Cloud does not argue that people should end situations quickly or cynically. Instead, he emphasizes the difference between realistic hope, which is supported by patterns of change, and false hope, which depends mainly on desire, loyalty, fear, or repeated promises. This is especially relevant in management decisions involving underperforming employees. Stalled initiatives, or business practices that once worked but no longer fit current conditions. It is also relevant in personal relationships where repeated harm or immaturity is excused, because the future is imagined differently from the past. Cloud pushes readers to ask whether a person or system has shown the ability and willingness to change, not merely whether change would be desirable. This makes the book more analytical than a simple call for decisiveness. It asks readers to examine patterns, incentives, ownership, and consequences. The practical reasoning is that hope without evidence can become a mechanism for delay. When leaders or individuals keep investing in what has no credible path forward, they prevent energy from moving toward options that can actually improve. Thirdly, resistance to endings and the need to make consequences visible. Cloud devotes significant attention to why people resist endings even when the need for change is clear. The resistance is not only emotional attachment. It can also come from conflict avoidance, guilt, fear of loss, over-identification with past investments, or discomfort with disappointing others. In organizations, people often resist change because the cost of staying the same has not become vivid enough. Cloud makes the useful point that people do not always resist change in general. They resist change when they do not feel a sufficient need to make it. This shifts the leadership task from simply announcing an ending to helping people see reality more accurately. The book, therefore, treats urgency as a constructed awareness of consequences, not as panic. A team may need to understand how an outdated product drains capital, how a weak role structure limits growth, or how tolerating poor performance affects stronger contributors. In personal life, the same principle applies to relationships or commitments that deplete energy without reciprocal growth. By making consequences visible, endings become less arbitrary. They are connected to the future that continued avoidance would threaten. Fourthly, executing endings with clarity, boundaries, and responsibility. Necessary Endings is not only about deciding what should end, but it also addresses the manner in which endings are carried out. Cloud argues that poor execution can prolong pain, create confusion, and repeat the same pattern in a new form. In a business setting, this may involve vague feedback, indefinite probation, avoidance of direct conversations, or confusing compassion with lack of accountability. In personal settings, it may involve staying emotionally entangled after a decision has been made or allowing guilt to reverse a necessary boundary. The book presents endings as actions that require preparation, direct communication, and acceptance of loss. This is where Cloud's background as both psychologist and leadership consultant shapes the work. He does not reduce endings to efficiency. He recognizes that they involve grief, anxiety, and relational consequences. At the same time, he rejects the idea that discomfort is proof that an ending is wrong. Effective endings require saying what is true, defining what will change, and following through consistently. The ethical dimension is important. To end well is not to avoid pain, but to prevent unnecessary ambiguity and further harm. Lastly, sustainability as a test for whether something can continue, another important theme is sustainability. Cloud asks readers to notice when a commitment, relationship, role, project, or strategy is consuming resources in a way that cannot continue without damage. This test is broader than financial performance. It includes emotional strain, physical depletion, leadership attention, relational health, and the opportunity cost of maintaining something that no longer fits the desired future. The sustainability lens helps distinguish between meaningful sacrifice and unhealthy depletion. Cloud is not arguing that every hard season should be abandoned. Many worthwhile goals require cost, patience, and endurance. The issue is whether the cost is attached to a credible purpose and productive movement, or whether it has become a passive pattern of diminishing returns. This gives readers a way to evaluate situations that are not dramatic failures but slowly erode capacity. A team member who absorbs disproportionate management time, a ministry or business unit that no longer serves its mission, or a personal relationship that repeatedly damages well-being may all fail the sustainability test. The concept matters because many necessary endings are delayed not by ignorance, but by gradual normalization of depletion. In conclusion, necessary endings is most useful for leaders, managers, business owners, coaches, counselors, and individuals who are responsible for decisions that affect people and resources. It is especially relevant for readers who already know that something is not working but struggle to determine whether to keep investing or to let go. The practical benefit is a clearer decision framework, identify what is no longer viable, test hope against evidence, recognize depletion, create urgency, and carry out endings with directness and care. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of endings as a normal part of growth rather than an exceptional failure. Compared with many leadership books that focus mainly on vision, motivation, innovation, or productivity, this book concentrates on subtraction. That makes it distinctive. It shows that progress is not only achieved by adding goals, talent, systems, or effort, it also depends on removing what blocks the future. Compared with more purely therapeutic books about boundaries or grief, it applies psychological insight to organizational and strategic decisions. Compared with hard-edged management books, it gives serious attention to the emotional difficulty of endings. Its strength is the combination of psychological realism, leadership relevance, and practical language. Readers seeking a highly technical restructuring manual may need additional resources, but those seeking judgment, clarity, and courage around endings will find it valuable. If you would like to support Henry Cloud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.